This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the Federal Reserve gets going on a two-day meeting today, the good people at the Department of Labor clued the rest of us into an economic indicator that might eventually play a role in what the Fed decides to do on interest rates at some point in the not-too-distant future. Because let's be clear, rates are not going up tomorrow. But the latest reading on inflation that came out this morning, which is officially called the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, shows there is just a pinch of rising prices going on. An increase, monthly increase of 0.4%, mostly on food, means one thing to you and me, something a little bit different to the Fed. Marketplace's David Gura is on it.
The price of fish has gone up, and so has the price of meats and chicken. Kevin Jakes teaches finance at Baldwin Wallace University.
We tend to say, oh, look, geez, here's the inflation I've been seeing lately at the grocery store, at the gas station.
The Federal Reserve takes a broader view. It's trying to get ahead of inflation, and that's because the Fed can't move very fast.
It's a long and variable lag process. It just takes a lot of time.
When the Fed does change its policies, it doesn't have an immediate effect on inflation. Ann Owen is an economist at Hamilton College.
They are trying to predict what will happen in the future to price levels so that they can give people as accurate a picture as possible about what is likely to happen with monetary policy.
And that is not easy. The Fed says it wants some inflation. It's set a target at 2%.
The real challenge for policymakers is trying to figure out what the current state of the economy is, so any information that they have is going to be considered.
The Consumer Price Index looks at the price of the same basket of goods month after month after month. John Sylvia, Wells Fargo's chief economist, says the Fed prefers a different index, one that focuses on consumer behavior.
You may change what you put in the basket because as prices change, you're going to start reacting to it.
So if chicken gets expensive, you might buy beef. Today's CPI data show inflation is not soaring, Sylvia says, but it is rising. That's something consumers may have already noticed. It's something the Fed will have to monitor more closely. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.